Fellow students, the United States Marine Corps welcomes you to one of the higher seats of learning known as Napoleon's Retreat, where serious students of Dixieland music face south at the drop of a downbeat. To guide us in our studies, we have the famous American musicologist, composer, writer, and lecturer, Mr. Deems Taylor. Our musical ensemble is the widely acclaimed Memphis Five under the baton of Maestro Phil Napoleon. Fellow students, it's my pleasure to present Mr. Deems Taylor.
Thank you, Mr. Stark. The musicians are now gathering on the stage as the house lights dim. I see that I have some time, however, as it appears that Maestro Napoleon's pianist, Mr. John Varro, has misplaced his piano. Let me take this time, then, to say that in answer to many requests, we are again opening our concert with a potpourri from the musical literature of our American universities. Some time ago, we presented selections from the Ivy League colleges. So this evening, we will turn our attention to several of the Midwestern universities. I see that all is in readiness. It seems that the piano was there all the time. It was his glasses that Mr. Varro had misplaced. The overture follows directly.
What is it that the corporation president, the college president, and the Marine general have in common? Simply this. They all possess the traits of leadership so necessary to success these days. They have developed the ability to lead others to the benefit of all. Today, with the United States more and more assuming the role of world leader in many fields of endeavor, it becomes increasingly important that young college men assume their share of this leadership. Well, that's where the platoon leaders class of the United States Marine Corps comes into the picture. College undergraduates, except seniors, may be able to qualify for commissions in the Marine Corps Reserve and receive the world-famous Marine Corps officer training, which has helped to develop thousands of leaders both in military and civilian life. Look to the leaders today in government, industry, education, and athletics. You'll find that many of them selected the Marine Corps for their military training. So follow the leaders and find out whether you can meet the requirements of the platoon leaders class for college men. If you are a college senior or graduate, you can apply for the Marine Corps Officer Candidate Course Program. If accepted, you'll receive your training in a concentrated 10-week course at Quantico, Virginia. For details, write the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C., and you'll have an answer back in no time.
No doubt our programming of the college overture threw our maestro, Phil Napoleon, into a nostalgic mood, for he follows with a work associated with his days of schooling. It is entitled Basin Street Blues. As we know, this is a famous street in New Orleans where the maestro matriculated for a course in pushing notes through the iron horn. The maestro was but 12 years of age at the time, and he ran away from his home in Brooklyn to pursue these studies, which we feel is as good a reason as any. In those days, New Orleans faced a serious problem of drainage and sewerage due to the fact the city is entirely flat and lies several feet below the Gulf and the high water mark of the Mississippi River. However, the immense work of digging drainage canals and building pumping stations soon corrected this situation. The composer of the work we are about to hear, Spencer Williams, no doubt meant his work as a tribute to the corrected situation, for we find these words in his lyric, and I quote, "Basin Street is the street where the elite always meet," end of quote. Therefore, it is obvious that the drainage problem no longer existed. Maestro Napoleon will now salute the scene of his youth and schooling with his reading of Basin Street Blues. We have arranged a very interesting study in the application of Dixieland music through the use of the next composition. I recently discovered an old song copy and a lift-up piano bench that Maestro Napoleon had been using for a massage table. It was written for a cinema entitled Hollywood Music Box Review and is the work of Messrs. Edward J. Lambert and Gerald Dolan. The title page carries the name Panama, and under this title in small print is added a rumba song. In examining the copy further, I found this explanatory note, and I quote, "To simplify the reading of the rumba movement in this song, the certain bars which contain eighth notes are to be counted as follows, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2, unquote. I rushed the music to Maestro Napoleon to have him prepare an arrangement, and I must say that he has simplified it even further. He has thrown out the eighth notes and the 1-2-3s, and what emerges is pure Dixieland. And if anyone can rumba to this, he is indeed endowed with the tin ear. The performance of Panama follows directly.
And so we bring to a close another musical soiree at Napoleon's Retreat. All college men are justly proud of their varsity letters and miniature gold footballs or basketballs. And there's another mark of distinction that college men are proud to wear: the gold bars of a United States Marine Corps lieutenant. Get the facts today, college men, by contacting your nearest Office of Officer Procurement or by writing to the Commandant of the Marine Corps, Washington 25, D.C.
So now, from the home of Dixieland music, this is Deems Taylor bidding you good night for Maestro Napoleon and his Memphis Five, and for our writer-producer, Ward Byron.